Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959. Pivot Point on Kaya Biz.
Time for our Pivot Point interview, and today we're joined by Eastern Cape, a born businessman who worked his way from being a cleaner all the way to the car dealership industry. And just before we got on air, he told me he's working on lots of exciting secret stuff that he's not going to give away yet, hence that laugh. Can you hear that snicker in the background? He's not going to give it away yet. He's waiting for maybe the next interview in a few months to let us know, right?
That's right, sis.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us, Thembinkosi.
Thank you so much. No, it's great to be here. Lovely studios, nice environment, nice and cool in here. It's beautiful.
Hopefully we can twist your arm so you can let us know what you're working on now. But tell us your story. I mean, where did it start? I was reading a little bit about you. And in our intro a bit earlier on, we said, you know, you worked your way from a cleaner to, you know, in the car dealership industry.
Yeah.
How did your trajectory evolve?
No, thank you so much. It's great to be here. And good evening to you and your listeners. I think for me, it started back in the Eastern Cape, as you've mentioned. Been born in a farm near Grahamstown, which is now called Makanda. I always tell people that when I say I was born in a farm, it doesn't mean that my parents were owning the farm. they were laborers, you know. And I think for me, the journey of hustling and working hard, focus, dedication, started from there because the parents didn't have anything, right? They were earning bare minimum income you can think of. And they have to look after the family of 18 people. So I used to work barefoot in that farm. I was fortunate to go and study in Grahamstown itself, not at the farm. And my aunt decided to take me to Grahamstown because from where my folks were staying to the school, you have to walk about 10Ks every day. So, I studied in Grahamstown, and then I moved to P, Gqeberha, to study mechanical engineering. And like any other black child in this country, I have to drop out, because my family couldn't afford anymore. So I have to go and work at the restaurant in Knysna, where my dad was working eventually. So I used to clean bathroom toilets in that restaurant. I was a scullery. But I told myself one thing, that one day I will make an impact in my life and in the life of others, and more so in the life of my family, because there's nothing that they know which is better out there. It's always like a sacrifice every single day and a compromise every day.
So, I mean, that moment where, you know, you're working under those conditions, it can be a little bit disheartening, might not be the right word here, but let's use disheartening to describe it. How did you stay motivated and to believe that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, that things can get better and that this is not what you're destined to be? Like, there's a lot more for you.
Yeah. No, thanks. I think when I was staying at the farm, you know, we used to watch the farmers driving your SUVs and your beautiful buggies and your Mercedes Benz, you know, and you tend to believe that it is possible, though it was difficult at the time, because you were told as a black child that your heaven is not on this earth, it's above, so you'll never be successful, you'll never live a better life. But then I had a belief in me that, you know, things are possible. Everything is possible in life, for as long as you tell yourself that it is possible, it will happen. So I think for me, the game changer was when I was working at the restaurant, right? First of all, for me, it felt like it's almost like a different world to the world that I know. Here's the sea, here's beautiful people, and you get tourists from abroad. You have to engage with them, and you have to polish your English and all sort of things. Then I realized that, no, hold up. There's definitely a different life to the life that I know. I just need to fine-tune my path as to where do I want to go, what I stand for, and also build some principles and values, you know, towards myself, my life, and the people around me, and what I want to achieve. So I think the restaurant was a turning point for me, because subsequently, 2 years into the restaurant industry, I got a job with one of the leading insurance company in the country right now, listed in the JSE. So at the age of 21, I managed to get the job without any qualification, because I'm a dropout. I just got matric. So I realized that it is possible. There is another life, and I need to find it.
All right. So you're working for this insurance company. What happens next? How long did you stay? And the kind of connections that I suppose, you got with to get to the next chapter of your life?
I think you raise a critical point, the connection, you know. And most of the time we work or we are in a space that we're in and we forget to connect with the people that can take us to the next level. So I was taken to the next level at the restaurant by a client who used to come there and have a drink at the bar because I was a barman at the time. So I got promotions. It was quite exciting. From cleaner to a barman to waiter, you know. And this guy said, no, listen, I think you've got potential. I need to link you up with an executive at this insurance company. And they're based in George. Now, George is an Afrikaans-dominated town. Fortunately, I did study Afrikaans school. I said, okay, let's give it a shot. So I went for an interview. I must be honest with you, I've never been so intimidated in my life than the day I had to go for an interview with the panel of 8 executives from this massive insurance company. And they gave me an opportunity. And for me, that was it. Right. I told myself, go back to study. Study business management because you're going to need it. So I parked the mechanical engineering that I dropped out from and I focused on business management because I could see that, no, that there's opportunities. So I was with the insurance for 2.5 years and I moved to Cape Town in 2007. And I joined what I call now my passion, which is the motor industry and as a sales executive. So I always like to start at the bottom and build myself up. Because it doesn't help for me to always, you know, aim to enter an industry at a high level. It's impossible. And I'll always love to know everything and everything so that when I climb the ladder, I know how to clean the floor, you know. If I have to work here at Kaya, I know how to polish the studios. I know how to prep for the show, you know.
And host the show.
And host the show. Before I become an executive, you know. So I entered the motor industry as a salesman, selling one of the toughest brand you can think of. And I succeeded within 6 months. I was a top sales executive, again, for one of the biggest automotive group in the country. Also listed in the JSE. So I think somehow, you know, I don't want to call it luck, but I'll call it blessings. You know, God see your past and he pave a way for you. The least you can do is to roll up your sleeve, take the opportunity, remain focused, remain dedicated and work hard.
So how long did you stay in the dealership industry?
I think 2007 when I joined the industry and I've never left the industry and I've worked myself up and I've became a assistant manager, became a manager, became a brand manager, and then I became a dealer principal running a big automotive dealership in Centurion. I moved from Cape Town in 2015 and I ran this dealership. When I took over the dealership, it was a 180 million rand turnover business a year. I don't have any qualification pay in mind, but I just had a desire and a push and the hard work and to improve my life. And 3 years down the line, the business now was a 260 million rand turnover business. And then I moved to Limpopo in Polokwane to run another dealership there. Premium brand. We had a massive success and I was called back into Gauteng. In between that, now the bug for me to start my own business started to kick in to say, what's the next step? You know, you've been running these operations, you've turned them around. What can you do next? And the next for me was to start my own operation. It took 5 years to finally get the funding for the operation. I must say it was not easy. You were sent from pillar to post. No, go to this department. No, meet with this minister. And then you get to the meeting with this minister, and then the next thing you just meet a supervisor in that department. And then you realize, this thing is not going to work. Unfortunately, you know, the private equity firm come through last year, and that's when we opened the operation that I used to be at. And, yeah, we got a good funding to open that operation. And subsequently this year, I have to, again, move to the next project to say what's next.
All right. So, I mean, when you look back at that journey that you've just, you know, taken us through, especially the listeners, what would you say you learned about yourself?
So, I think for me, it's humbleness. You know, I think I learned to be humble, and I learned to appreciate the craft. Right. Irrespective of what you do, you just need to appreciate the opportunity that you've got to be able to craft whatever that you need to craft. But there's three takes from me, and that kept me going all these years, is to not to forget where you come from. Most of the time, we come here to Gauteng, and then the next thing we change on who we are and how we were raised and the values that our folks gave us. So I kept that. And secondly, it was focus and dedication to what I'm trying to do. I hate failure. I'm hard on myself in that regard. I've tried not to be hard on myself and it never worked. So I'll remain hard on myself simply because I want things to be right. And I want to leave a mark in whatever that I do. And thirdly, is hard work. There's nothing that one can do without hard work.
Okay, so what's next for you? I mean, what industries or sectors excite you? I mean, you don't want to tell us what you're working on yet, so it's fine. We'll hold you to it. We'll set up another date for you to come back.
Apologies, Anna.
That's fine. I'll live with it. But what's exciting you right now?
Look, I think the automotive industry will always excite me. I mean, currently I'm working with a project that I think will turn things around in the automotive sector. I'm involved with a big dealer group currently in the country. I don't think you like me to mention names. So motor industry is my passion. I found home in the motor industry and people have welcomed me in the motor industry. There are bigger things that are coming and Temagos will be part of those big things that are turning the motor industry. I think what's critical here is that there's a why I'm in the industry and I've followed that why all the time. If you look at the motor industry currently, it's not a transformed industry. Now, for me, with all the experience that I've built over the years, to leave the industry the way it was, it's not going to serve the purpose in life. So I will continue to work in the industry, transform the industry, get other black young men and women to be in the industry, because the industry is so huge, you know. You've got your production, you've got your retail, you've got your parts component, you've got so many things in there. You've got the finance in the industry. So there's so many levers for one to pull in the industry. So I want to be able to say to the black child in Soweto, black women in Soweto, it is possible, here's an opportunity. How can I help you to get into the industry? Let's transform the industry, because the industry is not transformed.
Okay, so if you had to give a piece of advice for somebody who either wants to get into the motor industry or for someone who, like you, is climbing up the ladder and they want to achieve a higher purpose as you have found yours, what would you say is the one key piece of advice you'd leave them with?
I think for me, follow your passion. You know, if not passionate about something, don't do it. And I'm sure the reason why you are, you know, steering this show, right, because you've got a passion for what you do. Otherwise, don't do it. And it's all fair and well to say, I want a job, right? But what job? I want to get into business. What business? Now I want to go into construction. Okay, what passion have you got about construction? Now I've got nothing, I just want to get in. Then don't do it. You know, so we need to follow our passion. I know sometimes you just want a job that will give you, you know, the food on the table right now. But then at the same time, let's think about the long term and the vision and the purpose in life. Hence, I said I can't leave the motor industry because I believe that there's a purpose that I need to fulfill in the industry. And I think so far, so good. I mean, back in the days, I never thought that I would sit in studios like this.
Yeah.
Back in the days, I never thought that, you know, I would be one of the contributors in your car TV show, of which now every second week I have to do those production with that with Ignition TV. So those things were never there.
Yeah.
But I had to say, what is my passion? And I need to follow it.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. That is Thembinkosi Phantsi sharing his story about how he went from being a cleaner to cutting his teeth in the motor industry. And as he did hint there, some exciting plans that he is working on, and leaving us with the message of following our passion.
Pivot Point on Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfuphi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.